Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, you know, we grow up and we have learned many things as children, and we teach them to our children. And do you remember this one? Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Maybe when we were just little ones and we went outside and we saw our first star and our parents taught us that poem to recite, you know, wish I may, wish I might, wish upon this star tonight. And we made a wish and we wanted it to happen. Or we grew older and, you know, we had some loose change in our pockets, and what did we do? We threw it into the wishing well because we had a wish. We had a hope. We had a dream. Of course, the wishing wells today are usually at the mall, a fountain, and you'll see lots of coins in those wishing wells and lots of people who are wishing. And we get into business, and we are just so thrilled to be in business. But, you know, there is a lot of wishing and hoping, and, you know, I'm a big supporter of prayer because I think it's important. But in business, we have to bring some reality to it. We may want things to happen, but maybe they're not the right things. We wish them to happen. We wish that this salesperson would do a better job. We wish that we would do more business. We wish that we wouldn't lose a customer, or we were able to make a product line work, and we push it. And what we do is we push a bad position. So we shouldn't even be thinking about that. We shouldn't even be going in that direction, but yet we want it so much that we just are going to make it happen. And because of your will, drive, determination, because of who you are, sometimes you do make it happen. And here's the problem. Once it happens, it's the wrong thing to do. You've reached your wish goal, but you haven't reached your realistic business goal that's going to be profitable. And all that you've done is put yourself in a bad position, a losing position, a position to make money, rather than at some point saying, this isn't working. I need to take my marketing in a different direction. I need to change my product line. 10% of my people are just not doing well. I need to give them the opportunity to go do another, to get another job. I can't just wish that they're going to do better. I can't just force it. I can't make it. If I make it happen, what happens? Because we get into our egos. We get into what we want. We get into unrealistic positions when we start to push a bad position. And I know you know what I'm talking about, because I know you've done it. I've done it. Everyone's done it. And then what do we do 6 months later after we've done it? We go, why did I do that? What did I prove? I proved I could accomplish this task. I proved I could push this through, but by pushing it through, I only hurt myself. So we need calm, rational thought. We need to sit down, and we spend too much time just doing stuff all day. Make the sale, manage the people, get the paperwork, I pay the taxes, get the payroll done. Answer those emails. We don't take time for quiet thought that's going to give us the answers. Don't fight yourself. Don't fight your success. And when you aren't pushing a bad position, what happens? It leaves room for you to be successful. It leaves room for you to make the necessary changes that are going to make you prosper. And when you prosper, everyone around you prospers. You know, it's a funny thing about companies being busy and making money. Do you notice everyone's happier? All the employees are happier. The management's happier. Everyone's happy. When there isn't enough to do and we aren't making money, there's a cloud of doom over the business. Gray skies. So when you move forward with something, think about whether it's the right thing to do. And if you've made a mistake, admit that mistake. Take care of business, and move on. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.